heart of Broadway here in historic downtown Cape Girardeau.
Kermit? Why did you go into Kermit? Like, that wasn't even full Kermit.
Yeah,
if
you had started Kermit, it's like you began the transition and quit.
You like morphed into Kermit.
Hello there. Welcome to Podzilla 1985.
He's an anamorph, but with Muppets.
I'm like an
anamorph. A muppamorph.
A muppamorph.
The only good anamorph is Dalton into Zach, and we all know it.
Oh, we still need to. Yeah, I meant to actually try to like do a really terrible Photoshop of
that. Yeah, we need to make that happen. That needs to be a thing.
I'd rather not.
No, you'll be fine.
It was part of the chat.
Yes,
legendary. I'm not a part of.
Yeah, the legendary chat that so few have been involved with yet. Everyone's heard about. It's boys only. Well, except for Dalton
and me.
Listen, anyway, the chat's not that great. You guys wouldn't like it.
Plus, I'm not up at 6 a.m.
I just winked at Jesse. He winked back. Welcome to Podzilla 1985. It's Tanner Thursday. Tanner, raise your hand.
Chirp.
He's in his office right now listening.
He's busy dancing with a raccoon.
No,
Tanner,
no, it's nighttime. The raccoon has left.
But raccoons are nocturnal.
He is now bathing. He found himself a nice big bucket.
That's a whole lot of buckets. Tanner's not here.
Is he bathing in buckets?
That's what he's done.
Like, he's in a big bucket.
Yeah.
And there's a whole bunch of little mini buckets that he's also
I like to think
in.
It's very much like a Disney cartoon. And there are buckets that have arms and legs that walk up to his big bucket and splash water on him and bathe him.
Tanner, I'm so sorry.
They stroke his beard and get the beef jerky out of it, you know?
I don't think Tanner has beef jerky in his beard.
Tanner. This is what happens when you don't come for your own show.
Yes, Tanner's still on maternity leave. Yeah. So, you know, good luck to him.
For how many more months?
They just found out, was it last month or two months ago?
He's going to be gone for a while, but he'll be in sporadically. But who we do have tonight, we have Ethan Craig Miles.
I can never replace Tanner.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
In no way.
You got to start steptoeing your way to freedom now. If you want
to. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesse Kimball down at the end from Nerd Up.
What's up?
Oh, shit.
Here come that boy.
And that girl, Lindsay Wolfgang.
Hi.
And Lindsay, you're especially excited tonight.
Because Pokemon!
Because we covered E3 this week. This is E3 week on Podzilla1985.com.
And I demanded that you not talk about Pokemon.
Wasn't done.
I made you done.
I had a bit I was going to do. Yeah, Lindsay asked me not to cover Pokemon on Tuesday when Jesse was kind enough to stop by. And we did Mr. 100 and the Five-Star Man and Jess Kimball. And talked about E3, and that was a massive show. Mm-hmm. I got a lot of good feedback from that. A lot of people liked it. That was our big opus to E3, so that was good. What's opus mean?
It's kind of a musical masterpiece.
It's a Latin term.
Do you ever grab their phone?
No, magnum opus is the term.
Because isn't opus like the ending?
I thought it was like a masterpiece type thing, but yeah, that's the only thing I remember it from is Mr. Holland's opus. So.
Yes.
Large and important work of art, music, or literature, especially one regarded as the most important work of an artist or actor.
So Tuesday's show was our opus, and this is The Leftovers.
So mean!
No,
featuring me!
And that's why you're here.
Yeah.
No, we didn't talk about Pokemon on Tuesday because Lindsay wanted to talk about it today.
Because I'm the resident Pokemaster.
You are. We wanted you to be a part of it. So that's what we're here to do. We're finishing up our E3 coverage with this show, and we're going to be talking exclusively, mostly, about Pokemon Sun and Moon. Lindsay's got some notes. We have some thoughts. But before we get into Pokemon, what else happened at E3 that we didn't cover on Tuesday's show? Because there were a couple things that we missed.
Like?
I'm trying to think of
or
them.
Or stuff that came out the day that you were... After you talked.
Nothing.
I don't think anything came up. Well,
yeah, because Nintendo had their treehouse. There was Destiny apparently had. They did some unveiling of some stuff, but I keep meaning to look into it and keep forgetting to do so.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, there wasn't. The big stuff happened the day we recorded, which is why that show was nearly 2 hours.
And why I didn't get to play WoW that night.
Apparently Square Enix did stuff today.
Did they?
Apparently. I don't know.
I thought Square Enix had their thing last week.
I'm looking at it right now.
Because they did there was a VR Final Fantasy thing I saw, which actually did look graphically really good. I don't know if that was the PlayStation VR because I didn't actually watch that. But
I do know that it is just more like a side thing. That's not like the whole, you can't play like the whole game in VR.
Right.
Which, you know, so, still cool.
I'm looking at GameSpot right now, and I'm checking what their news is. Apparently, an Xbox exec said that Project Scorpio will quote unquote wipe out generational boundaries.
Okay,
they're gonna wipe out generations.
Well, like what Xbox is, I read that too. And this is gonna be a topic for Nerd Up as well. So preview, I guess. They were talking about from here forward, all games being backwards compatible, and basically every time there's a new console, you don't necessarily have to get it right then. It'll be a while before games actually require you to get that new console, before the games get, you know, too good for that system.
Right.
So it's almost like having a PC, but cheaper.
Say they're treating it like a PC and, like, updating graphics cards and whatnot.
But instead of being able to upgrade individual parts, you have to buy a whole new system when yours gets too old to start running games.
And Phil Spencer, who is the Xbox boss, of course, said that the Xbox Project Scorpio will be 4.5 times more powerful than the Xbox One.
Project Scorpio?
Project Scorpio, that's what they're calling it.
Simpsons?
Exactly, that's the exact same joke we made.
Yep.
Hank Scorpio.
Hank Scorpio needs to present it.
4.5 times more powerful than the Xbox One. Ah.
So there's very little reason for me to get an Xbox One S.
There's absolutely no reason for you to get an Xbox One S, because the Xbox One S won't do anything that the Project Scorpio won't do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
The only reason that you would get an Xbox One S is because it is cheap, and for at least a while, they're going to play the same games.
What kind of price point do you think they're going to have on Project Scorpio when it comes out, Jesse?
If it's going to be 4.5 times, I imagine it's going to hit at least 500.
You think $599 US?
I hope they don't go that route. Sony tried that. It almost went real bad for them.
It did. They recovered, thankfully.
Right.
Nintendo might not recover anymore when it comes to the consoles. They did say today, and I think I sent this to you in the group chat, that legendary PZ85 group chat, that Reggie Fils-Aimé said that they're not worried about hardware. They're not worried about making the most powerful system. They just want to make good games.
See, they said that before. Like, they said that with the Wii U. And they said that with the Wii, they weren't concerned with the graphics. They wanted fun games. And
to be fair, Nintendo makes fun games.
They do.
They
just don't make console sellers.
Right.
They don't make fun, like, they do make fun games, but some of those other games that they do make, they just really focus on the gimmicks that the console has.
And we were kind of hoping that this console wouldn't have the gimmick, that maybe they learned their lesson from the Wii. Well, not so much the Wii, because the Wii was a blockbuster. Don't take it away from Nintendo. Wii was a high seller.
Until everybody figured out exactly what it was.
It definitely trailed off later. But that initial rush, I don't remember a system selling like that.
Never.
You got any Wiis? Any Wiis?
Just for straight, like, 2 years after the original release. It was nuts. But yeah, no, like, and it fell off hard.
And then the Wii U came out and was just immediately out of the gate, fell over on its face.
Because terrible. Marketing, terrible. Right. Like,
no one knew what it was. Is it a console? Is it a handheld?
Is it an attachment for the original Wii? Like, that's something that we got as of a year ago.
Yeah.
People were still asking us if they could just buy the controller for the Wii U.
And now with the NX, they said that it's not going to replace the Wii U. It's a quote-unquote whole new way to play games. Which, you know what that means? Gimmick number two. Ethan, will you do me a favor and go unplug the tractor?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, young Ethan's doing that, Jesse. Now that the kids are gone.
Now the kids are away.
I'm still here.
Oh, sorry.
Whoops. Well, anyway.
Thank you, Ethan.
And I've said it before. How far ahead would Nintendo be right now if they had the same third-party support that Xbox and PlayStation have?
If not ahead, at least a contender.
Yeah, like, if the Wii U had been equivalent to, like, had been on par with those generations that didn't have the goofy, giant remote gimmick.
Yeah.
With their proprietary software format and all that other nonsense, if they had just gone with the same software architecture that both PlayStation and Xbox use so they could maintain third-party support, they would be blowing them away. Because what separates the Xbox from the PlayStation?
Exclusives.
Right.
Who has the best exclusives?
Nintendo.
Nintendo, by far.
Hands down.
Yeah.
You could say what you want about Halo and what does PlayStation
God
have?
God of War. Killzone.
Ooh.
Yeah, right. Once you get past God of War, it's like Uncharted. Uncharted.
Oh, yeah, Uncharted. That's a good exclusive. Last of Us was a good one. Well, anything from Naughty Dog has been solid. But
yeah. Aren't they also have it? Well, they do have Kojima now.
Is that Sony exclusive? I didn't think it was.
I thought it was.
I'm not sure about that. And if they have Kojima, I mean, good for you. No, No, I'm going to say it. All right. So I don't kiss Kojima's ass like everybody else seems to do. He's had a string of good games. He has, but I don't like Metal Gear. I said it. I don't like Metal Gear. I've tried playing it. It's okay. It's not the masterpiece that everyone says it is, Stephen Bright.
Stephen, calm down. We can hear you yelling from here.
Stephen's not listening to this show.
No, especially right now. He's three sheets to the wind.
Metal Gear is one of those games that you really can't just jump into now.
Mm-mm. No.
Because it has the most complicated lore of any game. Yeah, said it. Shut up, Kingdom Hearts fans.
Oh, shut up, Kingdom Hearts fans.
Nothing is more convoluted than Metal Gear's story. And it's one of those things like you have to play almost every game to be able to understand, like even partially understand what's going on.
Yeah.
And if you try to go back and play some of those early Metal Gear games, good luck playing anything before MGS3.
And you know what really frustrates me is when people say, yeah, I've been playing Metal Gear since the first one. Have you played the first one? I was like, yeah, I played the one on Nintendo. What do you mean? No, there was one on Nintendo.
And there's one on Game Boy.
And there's even one further back than Nintendo. The
MSX, yes, I think, correct. Is what it was called. Yeah.
The two games on MSX. Yeah. And then there was also like this weird Metal Gear sequel on the NES as well.
Yeah, there was Metal Gear. There was Metal Gear in Japan, which was on the computer. And then there was Metal Gear 2, which was the real Metal Gear. And then America, we got Snake's Revenge. Which, by the way, a little bit of trivia. Go back and look at those old Nintendo action games like Metal Gear and Contra and look this up because it blew my mind when I saw it. Pretty much every one of those action games covers are just ripoffs of 80s movies.
Yes. I've seen that too.
Absolutely. Metal Gear, look at the cover. That's Michael Biehn and Terminator. That's all that is. Contra is just a combination of Stallone and Rambo. And I'm trying to remember who the other person is. I almost want to say it's Schwarzenegger. Yeah, Schwarzenegger from Predator. Yeah. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's very fascinating to go look at that. They didn't just get inspiration from it. They flat out ripped it off, you know?
Now, right. Nowadays, if you do something like that, it is kind of inspiration or like a form of flattery. But yeah, back then it is kind of just like, and it's ours.
Stolen.
Yeah.
Or you could do like IGN did the creators of Okami. Was it Capcom that made Okami?
Yes.
You could just take the IGN image of the cover art and use it as the cover art.
There was a time where they actually were like, okay, yeah, we messed up. Here, if you send us in the game, or if you send us in, I think, receipts or something, they will actually ship you a proper cover for it.
And nobody believes that story either. Everybody goes like, oh, that's funny. Like, no, it's dead serious. Look, and you show them the cover. It says IGN on the box art. And it's like, wow, how did that happen? Just like I like to think someone in Nintendo's headquarters looks at the Wii U's gamepad and goes, wow, how'd we let that happen?
Oh, I'm sure.
You know what they should do? Going back to the NX, they should just give them, someone said this before, absolutely, do cartridge games again.
Or like have it in the form of like what I've been hearing, flash drives.
Yeah, and put that in a cartridge though.
That's the point. Yeah. You can, with the way flash memory has progressed at this point, like it is almost, if not as cheap as like disk media.
Yeah.
Like flash storage is dirt cheap.
And that would set you apart from Microsoft and Sony. You know, if you've got carts again.
Would they have to, they probably wouldn't even have to install.
The downside. Right. Well, no, they almost certainly would still have to. Like the PSP uses flash memory for carts.
Mm-hmm.
They still have to install to the system, or the Vita. I think I said PSP.
Yeah.
Either way, no, I'm actually okay with games installing. They wouldn't necessarily have to because the bright side of that is the faster load times, but with flash memory and the correct connection, the load time is almost negligible anyway.
And my God, you say that about load times, and that's absolutely true. Imagine playing like Dark Souls or Bloodborne without
installing it to the hard drive?
Yes, because the load times are already 20 seconds. Imagine waiting a minute to get into your game.
Right,
because you
just read it from the disc, load everything from there. No, yeah, it would be
That's
bad.
One thing I loved about carts. You pop a cart in, you press play, you're playing.
Mm-hmm.
Instantaneous.
Yep.
There was one cart game I played that it would say, like, please wait. And you're like, wait for what? You're a cart game.
Let's just go.
That's the only advantage you have. I don't even know what the hell we were talking about.
We were talking about the NX. And I honestly, though, as cool as it would be for them to go back to carts, they need a Blu-ray drive. Because that is a selling point for consoles. Like, being able to play Blu-ray movies. And that's the other side. Nintendo, get your heads out of your ass. I mean, this isn't the thing you need to do most, but like the fact that they haven't played movies ever.
Right.
Like the GameCube had too small of a disc drive for it because, you know, they had their own proprietary little discs. The Wii system had a DVD drive and you could mod it to play DVDs.
Yeah, you could hack it.
But out of the box, it didn't.
I think you actually, for a while, you actually had to get a copy of Netflix, put it in your system, and then you'd be able to play
or
Netflix.
You could download it through Wi-Fi.
Well, originally, no, Ethan's right. Originally, for the Wii, you had to have a disc to use Netflix.
Wow.
I still have that disc. You remember the disc, Lindsay? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vaguely, but yeah.
That was silly. Let the NX fail. Like, at this point, I'm not over Nintendo's history, but I'm over Nintendo now. There's nothing, I don't think there's anything Nintendo can do to make me a fanboy again like I used to be.
If they release, if the NX comes out, and we've talked about this before many times, if the NX releases, they give me a standard controller. A standard controller is the primary controller, and none of this touch screen nonsense.
Shaking the controller, moving it around, 6-axis, 8-axis.
You give me good hardware, and you give me a Blu-ray player, and you give me an online account that works correctly, I won't buy another Sony or Microsoft system. Like, they will have hit perfection. None of that will happen.
No. And it's the weird games that I end up playing the most, and I wonder how many of those games they would put on the NX. Not necessarily weird games, but very niche games, like Bloodborne, Dark Souls. Would those be on the NX? More than likely not. It wouldn't touch them.
If they're, third-party support's important. I think if they had all of that, they would get third-party support, and then they would start getting Dark Souls,
right.
And they would get...
Bad thing is the GameCube was the last time that they had a good third-party support. The Wii was awful.
Yeah.
When it came to third-party support. Like, yeah, there was... Someone's out there right now going, there were a ton of third-party games. Look at the developers. Look at the people on there.
There were a ton of third-party games. They were made by the same three developers.
UFO, Crave Entertainment... I'm trying to think of the really terrible ones that put stuff out. D3.
Yeah.
There were so many cheap games put out for the Nintendo Wii. And then when the Wii U came out, at first they kind of had the third-party support. I remember buying Batman for the Wii U.
Yeah, because it launched with like Ubisoft, 2K, and EA were all like in support of the Wii U.
Yeah.
They made games that they had made for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. They redid them for the Wii U and even used their gimmicky controller. But then when they saw the games weren't selling, like, well...
And that's because gamers are conditioned that the Wii doesn't play those kind of games. That you want those games, you play Xbox and Microsoft or Sony.
Which is why the NX needs to market itself as, like, not the Wii or Wii U.
If they call it the all-new Wii U, I'm done. I'm just done.
Or the Wii 3 or the W3.
No amount of Super Smash Brothers is going to get me to buy that.
No.
All-new Wii U. Just ditch the Wii name.
Yeah,
yep. It's dead.
It's clearly, like, didn't do you well with the Wii U. Wii initially was, really successful.
But failed.
Yeah.
Eventually. Not failed so much as it dropped off and has a bad legacy.
Yeah.
That's the thing about the original Wii, is that even though it was successful and made them a ton of money, it put such a bad taste in the mouth of gamers.
Because if you ask anybody that bought a Wii, and not anybody, if you ask a lot of people that bought a Wii, what did you like most about your Wii? Well, we played the crap out of that bowling.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Wii Sports was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Well, remember, Lindsay, when we got the Wii, and mm-hmm. we bought all those games for it, and then we just stared at them.
Uh-huh.
Like, well, let's
play Wii
Bowling.
With the exception of my Battle Revolution.
But that was made by?
Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, their first-party games are great, like...
I played Trivial Pursuit.
Super Mario Galaxy was awesome.
Smash Brothers.
Wheel.
I liked
it. Did you not buy it initially?
Oh, I bought it, but Zelda. Brawl was definitely the worst of the series. Yeah, the Twilight Princess and Skyward Sword, they were both good. They had the awkward motion controls, but
Smash was the worst of the series.
Smash Brawl?
Had Sonic for the first time.
It did, and it had Snake. Okay,
who?
Whenever you modded the Super Smash Brothers Brawl, if you got like Brawl Plus being the first one, then Project M later on, those were great. Because you had that awesome roster, you had... Melee-style mechanics where it was a faster game, just played more smoothly, but...
See, but I'm not the hardcore Smash player like you are.
I hated tripping. That's my big problem.
And you know what? To be fair, until you told me about that, I never even noticed it. And then once you told me, that's all I could see now. That's all I was like, what is this? I guess when I played it originally, I just didn't care. I just didn't notice it. I just, like, oh, this is a thing.
I mean, it's still solid as a party game, but in terms of...
Well, Smash
of,
is not a competitive game to begin with.
Oh, no. but anyway, no, it's... And that's actually the point. Like, they didn't want it to be competitive. They saw how competitive Melee had become. Like, oh, we don't want this in this new game. So they purposefully broke the competitive side for Brawl. And when they saw the backlash, they fixed it for the Wii U version. But it's still just... I don't know. Brawl is... Yeah. Worst in the series, in my opinion.
I'll give it to you. And the only one I can think of is the first one, just because it was so clunky, such a limited roster. But you also have to look at the technology that was available
right.
at the time.
And also, like, when I think of the amount of time I put into Smash Brothers, like, as much time as I put into the new one in Melee, I think Smash 64, I still have the most time of any Smash Brothers in.
Right.
Which is really saying something for those of you that know me and know how much time I put into Melee and Smash 4. I played the N64 version. I wore out 3 controllers playing the N64 version back in the day.
You know one thing we did not talk about on the E3 show? Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah, we did. Oh, no, we didn't because we talked about it on Nerd Up. Oh,
okay, good. Just making sure.
Because the entire EA conference we covered on Nerd Up, it's just Bethesda was the... Or EA was the only one that had happened by the time we had recorded Nerd Up.
And I think that's just about everything. The only other thing that I'm seeing now that they've just announced, and I think the only people that are going to care about this are me and Bob probably, but they had footage from Mountain Blade 2 Bannerlord, which I don't know if you ever played Mountain Blade.
I did.
Love that game.
A lot of fun.
So much fun. It was so good. And I've been waiting for a sequel to come out forever. So I'm excited about that. I want to look more into that. But the main reason we're here tonight, the reason I've called you all together, Lindsay's getting antsy over there.
I'm shopping.
I was about to say, she's not getting antsy. She's finding cool things on the internet. Well, let's just...
I'm on the Pokemon Center.
Let's just stop that right now. Pokemon Sun and Moon and Stars and Rainbows.
Oh, those are going to be the expansion. Stars and Rainbows.
Oh, is that real or am I making...
No.
Okay.
It's Pokemon Planet. Not.
Pokemon Lucky Charms.
Pokecharms.
Pokecharm.
No, that could be taken very badly.
Pokemon Sun and Moon is coming out November 18th, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Which is also the date of the very first Mickey Mouse cartoon, Steamboat Willie.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was also the date of the release of Epic Mickey. Why do I know this?
Did you know?
Probably
did you
know? Because
yeah. It sounds like something I should know.
I know. I schooled you.
It sounds like something they would have told us over and over again at GameStop for the Epic Mickey release.
But no, it's true.
I still have my Oswald ears.
Mm-hmm.
The first Steamboat Willie cartoons. Good for Mickey Mouse. Congratulations. He's done well for himself. Pokemon Sun and Moon's coming out the same day. Everyone's excited about it. I don't know what we're talking about. I told Lindsay to do the notes. I said, Lindsay, you get me some stuff to talk about because all I know is that I'm picking Litten. First off, what's everybody picking? I'm picking Litten.
Litten.
Firecat all the way.
I'm torn.
Which
I really
lane?
Want Rowlet, but Popplio's honestly growing on me and I always go water type.
Good. Which is good because Lindsay did not like Popplio.
I really
no
didn't.
One liked Popplio.
I really I didn't, Popplio. But he's growing on me. But Rowlet's so adorable, and I want it to turn around and look at me while I'm in battle, unlike Dalton.
You don't want Dalton to turn around
no,
and look at
Dalton's
you while you're in battle.
Dalton's terrified of Rowlet, but I like it. It's adorable.
It is cute. It's an owl. How can it not be cute?
It's adorable.
I kind of feel bad now that we're all going for Litten. I thought I was going to be unique.
I was the only one on Nerd Up that was going Litten.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a fire kitty.
I like Shadow the Hedgehog.
And he goes, meow.
He's a kitty cat.
I know.
All right. So that's good that we all agree on Litten except Lindsay. Lindsay, tell me about Pokemon Sun and Moon. What did we find out at E3?
Well, as far as what we didn't already know, they did some actual gameplay we got to watch. As far as that goes, we saw some new Pokemon that they've released.
They did. Now, one of those Pokemon is apparently Donald Trump.
Yes. Yungoos, the memes are already popping up everywhere that this little mongoose ferret angry-looking Pokemon is rocking Donald Trump's hair.
He has a comb-over, right?
Pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there's a part of me that's wondering if Japan's making fun of our political ways at the moment, which would be hilarious.
Wouldn't be the first time that Japan's made fun of us through Pokemon.
No, it wouldn't.
Coughing and wheezing were what?
L.A. and New York is what they were originally.
Oh, Japan.
You
get
ruffles your hair. Oh, you.
And what was it? Was it Bob or Rufus in Tekken or Street Fighter? Their idea of the American fighter was blonde hair and fat.
Yeah.
Oh, Japan. You,
ah, you like the hamburger.
Well, except Ken Masters was always supposed to be from America.
That's true. And also my favorite character.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what else you got?
We also got a regional bug type, Grubbin.
What?
Grubbin.
What's
Grubbin? Or Grubbin. Yeah, Grubbin. It's kind of like a little grub.
Yep.
It's a
so
bug.
So Caterpie.
Maybe, but it also in its description says that it hangs out near power plants, so it might be an electric bug type like Joltik.
Cool.
And it's kind of cute. It's got potential for being a bug.
You have a picture of it there?
Yeah, I do.
Can I see it?
Uh-huh.
Lindsay's showing me a picture of it on her iPad.
But my personal favorite of the three that they showed.
That's not cute.
Yes, it is.
That's basically a tick with a blanket.
It's squishy.
Well, so it ticks when they get enough blood.
That's really true.
That's kind of cute.
It's terrifying.
Most bugs are actually pretty squishy.
I like Pippa-Dick, though. He's cute.
Pippa-Dick.
Though, Shannon, I did send you
his name is Pika Peck.
Pika Peck.
Shannon, I sent you a Facebook message of a picture of Litten.
Okay, I'm going through it. Oh, I swear to God, if this is sexy cosplay.
Please don't.
I just feel like it is.
If it is, I will be so erect.
Well, let's see.
Anyways, I like the bird Pokemon.
Ethan, get your penis ready. Because it is indeed.
Why?
It's been ready.
Because I saw that posted to Reddit today, and I was like, huh.
Yeah.
All she did was paint the forehead thing on her boobs.
I'm not kind of saying me of that it's.
You're
I'm
not saying that it's a
creative.
Good cosplay? Okay,
but
fair
it's
enough.
Litten. That's what they went for.
It's not a good cosplay. It's not a bad cosplay.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Who
it's
was the chick from Gurren Lagann?
It's a hot cosplay.
I know who you're talking about, but I never watched it.
That's kind of what it reminded me of.
That cosplayer has done Yoko Littner.
Who is that? Is that Jessica Nigiri?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay. Well, good for her. She makes quite a bit of money off being extremely attractive.
She's doing well for herself.
No, she makes...
Along with Mickey Mouse.
Almost $50,000 a month or something like that.
I think more anime nerds probably know her over Mickey Mouse. Like, they show a picture of her, like, that's Jessica Nigiri. Who's this? I don't know. Is that a Pokemon?
No. I actually got to see Jessica Nigiri in person in Indiana.
How was she dressed?
Very conservatively, actually. She was wearing a Stitch cosplay.
Stitch.
From Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she it was actually just a big bodysuit.
Oh, well, that sounds sexy.
She was wearing the pajama.
Yeah.
Type ones.
I was say, how can you make Stitch sexy, but the internet can make anything sexy.
Oh, that's really
it's
true.
The internet's job to make everything sexy.
Yes.
No,
she actually had, the interesting thing, they had a whole cosplayers booth at the Indiana Comic Con, and Jessica Nigiri was at the end. They had a line set up for people to visit her. Like, you had to go through like a roped line that was packed. So many people. They had other cosplayers there that were also very attractive girls. And they just
skipped them.
People were walking by and saying hi. But yeah, there were people lined up, and it was because like it was actually kind of cool. Like, she would actually talk to each person that waited in line. If they bought anything, she would sign it for them, and then she gave every person that was in line that wanted one a hug.
That's nice.
Mandy waited in that line.
I imagine there's probably a lot of men in that line.
There were, but there were actually a lot. The ratio isn't how you would expect it to be. It was probably 60-40. Surprising.
Why would you want a cosplay item signed?
She's really famous in that community.
Well, I mean,
but if you're gonna wear it, do you really want a costume piece with a signature on it?
No. Buying pictures
photo.
Of her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, that doesn't make any freaking sense.
Yeah, she was selling posters of herself, and she was signing them for people.
Off topic a little bit, but there was a time that a guy went up to Kim Kardashian, I think it was Kim Kardashian at the airport. I was like, can you sign this for me? And that was a picture of her from her sex tape. He was like, I just want an autograph. And yeah.
How did that go?
I assume she probably gave it to him.
I mean, almost certainly, but who has that with them?
That guy?
Just on the off chance that you see Kim Kardashian, you're walking around with that.
You just reach in your satchel. You're like, oh, I got it.
It finally happened.
No, that's Colin Farrell. He also had a sex tape. Lindsay, what else you got?
Okay, so anyways, with the new Pokemon, when you capture them in your decks, one of the new things they've added is you will get the image of the new Pokemon plus a white Pokeball showing how many evolutions it has. So, like, in Pika Peck's version, when we get it in the Pokedex, you see two white Pokeballs, knowing that it's going to have two-tiered evolution.
So they're kind of telling you what to expect.
Yes.
They've really, like, simplified this
I want to say it feels like they've dumbed it down, but at the same time, some of it might be convenient.
Yeah. Because it does that. It also, what I found to be interesting.
The battle system.
The battle system, it will tell you if the move is going to be effective, super effective, or not effective.
It's taking out your memory aspect.
I don't really like that.
It's basically putting the hard work out of it, and it's also showing if your Pokemon or the other Pokemon has any sort of stat change, it shows it on that. Each of the attacks, it has a little button you can click on to let you know what the attack power is and what exactly it does.
I mean, I say I don't really like that, but for somebody like me, that would probably be helpful because I'm not good at Pokemon. I don't know what beats what. I know the original three. I know that fire beats grass, grass beats water, water beats fire. Mm-hmm. Right?
The original triangle.
Right. But now you have
fairy types and you don't know that you need to go use a steel move in order to do it.
So that would be handy.
Convenient, considering how many types there are, what could beat what.
And this isn't even the first time they've done this in video games. I mean, a lot of RPGs use that system. Even going back to Final Fantasy Tactics on PlayStation, when you're attacking someone, it tells you what your percent chance is and, you know, all of that stuff. So, I mean, it's almost like they're catching up to the rest of the RPG world.
I feel like that kind of stuff, because especially in a tactics-based game where it has, like, percentage to hit and, you know, how much damage it's going to do, like, that kind of stuff you really need to plan for in a tactics game, especially because you have to figure out how you're going to, you know, piece your guys on the board. When it comes to Pokemon, it doesn't give you a percentage hit. It doesn't give you a percentage anything else. It doesn't tell you exactly how much damage it's going to do. It just tells you, you know, if you try to use a water type or like a water type move against a grass move, it's going to tell you not effective. And it just has it in like text below the move.
But again, I think that is going to be helpful for someone like me who has more than one occasion.
I'm agreeing with you on that point.
Yeah.
I just mostly the catching up part. Like, I don't think they did anything to really help the combat system. They just kind of sped up people that don't want to memorize the type advantages, which is fine because I don't have a lot of them memorized.
Or simplify it for the dum-dums.
That too.
Like Shannon.
I wasn't going to say that part though.
I did.
Along with their battle system they now have with your out in the wild, if a trainer is nearby, if you're about to walk up to them, your screen is going to kind of zoom in and darken a little bit so that you'll see a trainer's coming up. And if you're not in a position to battle, you can avoid them.
Huh. I mean, that
takes out a bit of the challenge.
That's kind of what I was thinking on that. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that part, but it's another feature that they've kind of thrown in.
Now, what I'm hearing about it, it sounds like Pokemon's in a status where it's like, do we want to be convenient or do we want to be like easy?
I guess it's one of those things, like, they're a lot of their target audience, you have, like, basically you have younger kids that are playing this game for fun, and a lot of these features is going to be really great for them because they don't necessarily want a challenge in their games anymore. And then you have the older audience where we're looking at this like, well, that seems like a silly thing that's taking all the challenge out of the game. None of us are actually playing the game for that challenge anymore. If anybody's playing, like, for any kind of challenge, they're trying to build a team so that they can, like, you know, fight with their Poke teams.
Right.
They're not actually looking for a challenge in the game. They just want to get to end game so they can start battling.
It kind of reminds me of the difference between, say, Final Fantasy on Super Nintendo and Chrono Trigger. Whereas before, the old RPG standard was that as you walk around, you just go into battle with people. Mm-hmm. Whereas Chrono Trigger, you could actively avoid the enemies if you were so desiring. Yeah,
they would chase you around sometimes, but you could walk around them.
Right.
Yeah.
But, and I mean, that, I think that's great for this game because one of the things that annoys me the most about Pokemon is when I'm walking around
and not paying attention.
Every 5 feet I go, there's someone standing at a corner. Hey, you want to battle? No. Too bad.
Can't run from that.
Can't run from Bug Trainer Ethan.
For one, you're wrong. Like, that would always bother me, is just like, oh, hey, I seen you, that means we gotta fight.
Yeah, like, because they don't even have really good reasons for it. I think sometimes they'll try to explain it like, oh, I need to become strong and this and that. But eventually, I saw Lindsay play one where it literally said, we made eye contact, that means we have to battle. Battle!
Uh-huh.
I seen one.
Yeah,
that's when they become self-aware.
Sir, you're a psychopath.
They walk up to you and they're like, I like shorts, let's fight!
Now, that I like, just the most random things. My dad died!
Gosh.
I don't know where my parents are.
I'm 7 and live on my own.
It hurts.
But yeah, no,
think
like
how they feel.
That honestly, I don't find that to be near as annoying as walking through a cave. Zubat.
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 Zubatman.
And as you leave, there's a guy outside smoking a cigarette just... Did you see those Zubats?
Oh, hey, by the way, we got a battle now. Guess what I have?
A Zubat.
One of my favorite, like, every time I see a comic of this show up or something like that, like coming out of a cave, and it's like when the Max Repel runs out, and you walk out of the cave and you're just covered in bats.
There, all this talk about the VR stuff, and VR for Fallout, VR for Batman. I want to see VR for Pokemon.
Absolutely. That's what Pokemon Go is going to be.
No, like,
and that's augmented reality.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about legitimate different VR, where, like, you're in a cave, and you're avoiding the Zubats, you just hear rocks around you, you look around, there's a Geodude charging at you, and he's like, that is the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Just put
and then you see a Beedrill.
You see a swarm of bee drills.
A swarm of, like, how big are they? Like 4 feet?
They're like 4 feet tall.
4 feet tall bees.
Wasps, actually.
Wasps.
With and drills for hands.
And wasps are dicks.
Wasps are the dickiest dicks of the animal kingdom, insect kingdom.
Yes, they are.
You looked at me funny. Sting. You didn't look at me. Sting.
I feel like wasps are legitimate Pokemon trainers. We made eye contact. Now I have to sting you.
Oh my.
Or we didn't make eye contact. Now I have to sting you.
No, they're the Zubats of the.
Lindsay, we're looking at you.
I know. Okay, well, since we're in.
You're the info. We're just here for the tainment.
Since we're in battle, the newest form of battle that's being introduced is the Pokemon Battle Royale.
I actually really liked this.
I heard somebody mention this, but I don't know the exacts of it. What are the exacts of this?
It's four trainers. You can have up to three Pokemon, depending on what the rules are stated at. And you can attack any of the other players. The match is over when the first person is completely out of their Pokemon, and the winner is based on who has knocked out the most Pokemon, who has the most remaining, and who's, like, done hits on them.
I kind of like that. It adds somewhat of an element of strategy.
So you do kind of have to do a strategy to be like, oh, well, that person's already knocked out this Pokemon, so I have to make sure that I don't get knocked out and try and take out this person because they've beaten more than me.
What if everybody just teams up on the same guy over and over again?
Well, that's a possibility too, but
they're not going to win every time.
Yeah. Hmm.
Like that all that guarantees is the person they gang up on is going to lose every time.
Yeah.
Which will be Dalton.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. It's going to be like a WWE Battle Royal. Everybody gets in the ring and then everyone turns and looks at Dalton and starts hitting him.
Except it would be like everybody turning and looking at Rey Mysterio or something.
That's a bad example.
Don't compare Dalton to Rey Mysterio.
No. Okay. My example is that always happens in the Battle Royale to people like the Great Khali.
Oh, and the Big Show. And, yeah,
and the Big Show
guys,
and everybody else. Like they
does
gotta,
that mean I'm going to get ganged up on?
Yeah, you're going to get gangbanged.
Almost certainly.
You're guaranteed a gangbang.
No! No! No!
Happy birthday, Asa. It's Asa's birthday today. We just came back from Katie O'Farrell's here in downtown Cape Girardeau, and it was delicious, and we had a great time. And Ace is out right now getting lit.
Shout out to Katie O'Barrels.
Litten. And shout out to Shauna Schwain for serving us.
Yes. So she forgot that one guy's food.
Over and over again. It was kind of funny. Anyway, back to Pokemon. The Battle Royale. It sounds pretty good. Is this going to be a single player thing or a multiplayer too?
I think it's a combination. You can have multiple people come in, or you can just do NPCs, or they even have an online feature. They haven't given that much information on it yet.
Because with battling, it's pretty much you get a friend code, and then you guys just, I forget how it works now. Do you have to meet each other in the poker room like before, or do you just put the code in and battle automatically,
well,
or
they've
what?
Got it. You can either link up with your friends online to do it, or you can just enter into a random online battle.
So you can probably just enter into random four ways.
Probably.
Well, you're like the best kind of four ways.
I'll say, yeah, you're basically a college girl in California.
It's like, we've made eye contact.
Come in my bedroom.
Why do we keep going back to this?
And after because that, it's just like, I like shorts.
Well, one other thing that was confirmed from images of the gameplay of the Battle Royale is character clothing customization will be in there as well.
Good.
I like
because that was one thing that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, I think most fans did.
It was something that was really needed, I felt.
I'm thinking, like Bugcatcher Billy. You walk up and he's like, Beedrill's murdered my family.
And then what you mean?
He uses a Beedrill.
Is this going to be
is one of them.
Are we going to have to like create if we were trainers and what we would randomly say?
And then once you beat
that would
him,
be awesome.
You would have to say, sorry, Billy.
Sorry, Billy.
Oh my.
I miss you, Billy.
I just like the idea of a 10-year-old kid going Anakin Skywalker on a hive of Beedrill.
just
keeping one as the trophy.
And he also like
using what's the sword Pokemon?
Honedge. Honedge.
He has a necklace like made out of Beedrill heads.
They're a little like
hardcore.
And he's just like, "Hey man, what's up? Cool rocker."
So Kirby Ray is the Anakin Skywalker Beedrill guy.
Thanks for the Pokemon battle.
What are you thinking?
Keep battling.
What are you battling?
Oh, I'm officially dead.
Who's that Pokemon?
Oh.
It's emaciation. Anyway, go on, Lindsay.
Okay, well, now that you've made me completely lose my train of thought and get some terrible, terrible fan art images in my head.
Good.
Lord Kirby Raymon?
Yeah.
Lord Kirby Ray is a trainer.
He uses thumbs up attack.
I guess the other thing that was confirmed.
Highly deceptive. sorry.
The other thing that was confirmed is that there will be past generation Pokemon in the game.
Well, don't they always do that though?
Not always.
Really?
Black and white they did not.
That was all new Pokemon?
Yes, it was all new.
Was that the trash Pokemon?
Yes, Turbish, yes. Yeah.
No, I mean, that was just when we all were like, oh, those were bad. And someone had a problem with that. Someone went off on a rant about how they weren't that bad. Me? Was that you, Jesse? Okay.
I didn't think they were that bad.
No, I mean, there are bad Pokemon in that generation.
There's bad Pokemon in every generation.
Correct. That was my argument. Like, everybody gives Gen 5 a bad rap because, you know, like, it had a few goofy Pokemon. But then if you go all the way back to Gen 1.
We had eggs.
Eggs. Mm-hmm.
We had a Pokeball. And when it evolved, it turned upside down. It rolled over.
And got happy.
I'd like to see the super evolve of Voltorb.
A Mega Electrode.
That opens up, and then you win the battle and have that Pokemon.
It's Team Rocket's favorite new toy. Is that a Voltorb? No.
I don't know if you guys read, but they've actually announced that, was it Voltorb? And what's the other one?
Electrode,
they're not going to be in the new game because they had links to ISIS.
Ah, I see.
There.
Understandable.
Because they had a tendency to explode.
And they yell Allahu Akbar when they explode.
I actually saw some really, really terrible, like somebody posted it to the Pokemon subreddit of their team. And it was just basically all Pokemon the new self-destruct, and they were all named Allahu Akbar.
So, all right, real quick, Lindsay, then you get back on this, I promise. Bob told me yesterday he was playing Dark Souls. He was watching videos on Dark Souls, and the guy fought someone. His character's name was Adolf Hitler. He had the Adolf Hitler mustache. He did the salute, and his weapon was a stick that shot gas.
Oh, no. All of this is just, oh no.
That's not okay. All right, Lindsay, let's bring us back.
Save the show.
I don't think I can.
Save us, Chris Jericho.
You can try.
Okay. Yeah. Well, just from like screenshots and gameplay that they're showing, some of the Pokemon that are from past generations that we know are going to be in this one, Meowth, because you have one in your house.
I love Meowth.
I love having a Meowth in my house.
Mm-hmm. Does he talk or is?
I don't know.
Was that just one
Meowth?
They
didn't show any of it.
That was just one Meowth.
Your home has a Meowth at least. As far as that goes. Love Disc is in a fish tank in one of them.
Love Disc.
I know. My Meowth just use Payday and I always get money?
If you train it properly.
Cool.
There's Slowpoke on the beach. Slowpokes.
I love Slowpoke.
Love Slowpoke.
I love how it's evolved form. It's just another Pokemon eating it.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot eating his tail, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And they made another evolution
where
later.
Where it's on its head.
Yep.
Go back and listen to Pokemon Conspiracies, especially episode 1, to hear some of these twisted tales of Pokemon
Indeed.
Debauchery.
Because one of my favorites of that, like, evolution is just, like, and there's a Mega Evolution, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Slowbro has one.
Slowbro, where it's just, like, he's being completely
consumed.
It's like a giant top.
He just kind of spins.
And so, like, somebody posted just, like, he's slowly getting eaten by another Pokemon, and it's just, like, the face, like, help. Please help. Oh, God.
I'd like to think that he's just too slow to actually realize it until, like, the Pokemon's, like,
it's already
like,
there.
Almost eating him, and Slowpoke's like, wait a minute.
I think he's gonna kill me,
I feel some kind of pain in my tail.
It's also, Slowpoke is also my favorite meme on the internet.
I do too. I love it.
I have such a mean joke that I will not say. I'll tell you afterwards.
I'll try and remind you.
Shannon gets himself in trouble a lot. Will not say it. So, Lindsay, please go on
and
hurry because I don't have much
gameplay,
of a
they
containment.
Caught a Ladybug, which hasn't been seen in another region since Gen 2.
Ladybug.
You're giving me this look like you don't know what a ladybug
is. No, I think I do. It's like a little ladybug, and it's kind of on like this. And yeah, I know.
Yep.
Yeah.
And from other trainers, we saw Caterpie. So we're going to have the Butterfree line in there.
Good.
And Salamence was in there. So we're going to have Bagons.
Well, we have Gardevoir.
Bagon was your first shiny.
My first shiny ever. Yeah. I was so happy.
I have still never gotten a shiny.
I caught 2 shinies in a half hour this
day. You got
a
red Gyarados though, right?
I'm obsessed. Everybody got the red Gyarados.
I think I told Lindsay to name Bagon Rachel, didn't I?
No.
Rachel Bagon?
Oh, you did, but I named it Mantis.
And then I said to name it Bilbo. Bagon.
Mantis
well, I did that, but at the end it was going to be a Salamence.
That's true.
And so,
yeah.
Yeah. Salamence was really popular there for a while.
It was a cool looking Pokemon.
I like my
yeah.
Salamence.
Any Pokemon that looks like a legitimate badass, I like. Except Lucario.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking furry mascot.
I still like Lucario.
But he was badass.
Well, except your favorite is Skarmory, right?
Uh-huh. I love Skarmory. He's a giant metal chicken. And Zangoose.
And Zangoose.
Yeah. My Pokemon, like we were talking about this whole gym thing, you know, that idea uh-huh. that Lindsay had. And I would straight up be fighting. I'd have to be. That's all I know.
But none of your favorites are in there. But I knew you'd make a fighting gym. But if you went in Zangoose, you'd need a normal gym.
Is Unless he not a fighting type?
No, he's
you
normal.
You could just be the first gym and all normal types of the Skarmory as your main
one. Has there ever been a normal gym? A normal
yes,
type gym?
There's been normal types. They're usually actually pretty hard. Norman's gym was a pain in the butt.
I get it because his name is Norman.
Norman!
And
uh-huh.
Normal type.
Uh-huh.
Gotcha. Give us some more facts here.
I'm
we only have about 15
I'm
minutes
left. I'm trying to remember what else I watched, okay?
You were supposed to take notes.
I took notes on Go, and I was going to take notes on rewatching the other video when I went home today, but I didn't go home, so yeah.
What about Go? Tell us about Go.
Okay, well.
We spent 15 minutes talking about Pokemon Go, I'm sure.
I said.
Well, I'm not trying to stretch time out. Like, I could
no,
just sit up here and
fine.
Tell
I mean,
dirty
I feel
jokes.
Like that's the only other new stuff they really released on Sun and Moon.
That's because they spent so much time talking about Zelda.
They I know,
did.
They really
did. We got
did.
A little bit better look at Kikui.
Yeah.
We got
they,
a better look
drop-
at
Kikui.
Kikui.
What the hell is a Kikui?
The professor.
Yeah.
That's he's, the professor?
Yes.
And he's walking around with
the guy
like
with
a
no
Hawaiian
shirt on.
That's open.
That does sound like a Pokemon name, I'll be honest.
I know. Well, it's one another
it's like,
tree in Hawaii.
Go, Kikui!
Yeah.
And they showed that there's going to be like some festival that starts it off.
I want to see the next Pokemon. We talked about this today at the show or at the store. Let's make a Pokemon game based around Mexico, where all the communities are poor.
And Team Rocket is the cartel?
Yeah, and they behead the Pokemon trainers and leave their bodies just laying in the street.
So we can get some Mayan and Aztec Pokemon.
First
mixed
M-rated
in there.
Pokemon.
That'd be cool.
I don't want M-rated Pokemon.
I don't either.
You don't want to know what I would do to Ditto in an M-rated Pokemon.
No,
game.
I don't.
Exactly
no.
What you would. We've talked about it.
Yeah. Okay, anyway.
We've seen it.
Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Pokemon Go.
Let's go.
I was real excited about that at first.
Wait, the Pokemon Go or?
Pokemon Go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not your Ditto dreams.
No. Hold on. No, what I'm... What I'm saying is, you were excited about it until E3, and that changed your mind?
Well, no, because I was excited about it until I started hearing, like, the beta is not going well, and the way the gameplay is going. Like, the gameplay is, like, isn't it QuickTime events or something along those lines?
Sort of.
Like it's weird.
Right now, from the way they were talking on E3, is they want you to right now focus on going outside and enjoying nature and just catching as many Pokemon as you want. And can. They're not doing any trading yet. They're not doing any events yet. They're going to come later.
So this is a casual fest.
Pretty much.
For
but
plebs.
They stressed so many times that they want... The point of this is to get people to go outside and enjoy being outside.
You tried to pull that shit with me, Nintendo, with Wii Fit and the Wii games. You're going to get me active. Well, it didn't work, buddy.
Which my theory on it is if you're just looking at your phone... Then you're not enjoying the outside, which is why they made the Pokego Plus, which is the little piece that like flashes and you wear on your wrist so that you don't have to look at your phone. You just look at the flashing light.
And that costs money, right?
Yes. It's going to be $34.99 and it's supposed to come out at the end of July. But even the developers, when he dropped that little release date for it, looked at the people still working on the game and they kind of had a little miscommunication like, are we going to be good? Is this going to be ready to go?
It's okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know if I'm excited about Pokemon Go. Like, it sounded really cool at first, and that commercial was pretty awesome. But the more I hear about it, the more I feel like that commercial was not accurate representation Ooh. Of the Pokemon
and,
Go
like,
game.
And, like, they showed a little bit of the beta testing on their phones at E3. And so, like, they showed the kind of, like, map. Like, they really stressed the whole, like, GPS features, that it'll take the GPS from your phone. So you'll actually see the roads and stuff that you're walking along. And
how much
then, like,
battery will that
stuff.
Use on my phone?
I
and how much
know.
Data is this going to eat up?
Yeah.
I mean, GPS doesn't use as much data as you would think.
Well, it doesn't matter for me. I can't use any data. So unless the Pokemon that I want to catch are in a wireless Wi-Fi area, then Pokemon are just going to stay uncaught.
Yeah.
Or, and one of the things that...
Tripping on Rattatas.
You know, they talk about, like, wanting us to get outside, enjoy the outside. As of right now... Like, if it's a Saturday afternoon and the weather's been like it has been lately...
I ain't going outside.
I don't care what Pokemon they say there's an event for. No.
It's hot.
We had a heat index of 105 today.
Nope. Dude, there's a Gyarados down at the river you can catch. What's the temperature? It's 110 out there. I'm good.
Well, and plus right now, everything is just Gen 1.
Well, Gyarados is Gen 1.
I know, but like as of right now, they're doing all Gen 1. And of the couple beta testers they had on there, they said they're really only seeing about 50 different types of Pokemon. They haven't had that many other ones pop up, which they did say they are trying to stay true to the original game. Like, depending on what type of area you're in, that type of Pokemon will be there. So, like, if you're in the city, you're going to have more urban-found Pokemon. If you're out in a grassy area, you'll have your Rattatas.
Wait, hold on. Back up. Your urban Pokemon? I don't remember ever catching a Pokemon.
Your poison, your electric types.
Muck?
Yeah.
Grimer?
Have you ever caught a Pokemon inside of a city?
Yeah.
You catch them
like
near the
general vicinities.
Okay.
Yeah.
At this point, I think I would rather have Pokemon Snap on my phone.
That would be awesome.
Just like instead of catching Pokemon, take pictures of them.
Your goal is just to take picture of them.
Augmented reality.
Like, which they kind of have that with it. Like, you can take the picture as you're catching them and stuff that way from the pictures they were showing. Because you can either have it so you see, like, the fake environment based on the real environment around you, or you can switch it so you actually see through your camera and then the Pokemon just appears in that spot.
No, see, that's actually kind of cool.
Like, that part was kind of neat.
That was a feature that I saw there that I didn't think was actually going to happen, because I want to be able to look through my phone.
And look over there and see a Pikachu on the couch.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that would be awesome. Or, like, looking outside and there's, like, an Onix just rolling down Broadway.
and as shitty as it was, there was a game for the 3DS called Spirit Camera, which was kind of a successor to the Fatal Frame series.
I liked it.
And it had that augmented reality that you would see ghosts in the actual environment you were in. So that's possible. And that was back on the 3DS before all this new technology. So who knows what they could do with it. That would be awesome. Imagine you're laying in bed, your little thing goes off, you pull it up, and there's a Haunter in the corner staring at you. And he's like, no, I'm turning this game off.
And then you turn off your phone, and it's still there.
And your phone beeps again, you pull it up, Mr. Mime's just dancing next to your bed.
No.
And then Hypno is just kind of like hanging out.
It's just a bunch of Pokemon hanging out in your room.
Like, and it really is just a bunch of ghost types. Like,
how do they know my house is haunted?
Oh, God.
And then the bug keeper busts in and goes, that's my dad.
Wow.
And it all comes full circle. It
turns out the bug keeper is Bob.
Wow.
He kicks down the door.
Wow.
There's a Haunter in here.
So.
He just busts it. He's like, my ex-fiance's a whore. And then you fight.
Topical.
Oh. Well, I'm done.
The challenge in Go is going to actually be catching your Pokemon. That's where they've been putting most of their efforts into, is the actual catching. I guess you're going to actually have more control over your Pokeball itself, so you're going to be able to control what strength you throw it at, if it has a spin on it,
so
and
isn't
stuff
it
that
like,
way.
It sounds
but you don't
like
want to give your Pokemon a concussion if you, like, fastball it at him.
That's what I'm going to do every
time.
Well,
and, just like, a little kind of...
You caught Pikachu, but he has brain damage.
So he has a Ditto face?
You can buy plushes of those right now.
And
they're fantastic. I want one.
So I was going to say, you've like flicked your Pokeball to catch the Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
It sounds like one of those other free iOS games that you could just flick the walled up piece of paper in the...
But now you're catching Pokemon.
So is it just me, or does flick your Pokeball sound somehow dirty?
Like, that's what Dalton has on his dating apps.
That's why people are swiping left.
I give up.
No, don't give up. Never don't give up.
Okay, so you can control the way you do it. No, I fastball in the Pokeball in there every time. Wham!
You don't have to take his damage down.
You also have a target that will show up. And inside the target is kind of another pulsing circle. And if you throw it when it's at its smallest point right on the Pokemon, you supposedly have a better chance at catching it.
So you can catch it.
There is timing and skill involved with it. Yes.
Can I press down and B on the Pokemon Go app to make sure that it...
No.
Actually, that will come out with an expansion. No. It'll be about $34.95.
That's another $25 guaranteed Pokemon.
Evolution is going to be different in this game also. like, as of right now, that doesn't have a specific name. They're just calling them Pokemon candies. And so, like, every time you catch a Pokemon, you get some candy. And when you get enough candy, you can feed it to your Pokemon, and it will evolve.
Bet you have to buy candy.
Well, that's possibly another thing that they'll have up, but...
Now I'm afraid of, you know, you see that Roman, what'd you say,
Roman Onyx?
Rolling down the street, and behind him is an old dirty van that says Pokemon candies in here. It's just Fonzie sitting outside, hey... Do you want some Pokemon candy?
No, he's asking to buy some.
He's sitting like, he's, I'm talking to my Onyx. Oh, did you get Pokemon Go? What's that?
Or no, you know, if he gets it every day, he's going to be, hey, Sly.
Do you want to see my Pikachu? He's right there. I don't see anything, Fonzie.
And he's like, no, look at it.
And it's just a picture of his sister.
It's getting in a dark. Pikachu outfit.
It's, oh,
it hasn't been dark.
It's gotten pretty dark. Lindsay gave up. Lindsay, well, I'm no, so
she
sorry.
Just, she just tunes out for a few minutes, and we reel her back in, and she continues.
You got anything else? We got about 5 minutes.
I'm
left.
Just sitting here thinking about Goomy now.
Goomy.
No, I'm not gonna say it. Don't okay. Look at me like that.
No,
I know what it is you. Now.
You got anything else for it? Anything
I
else?
I really mind-blowing? Don't. My brain is goo now.
Goomy.
All right, well, yeah. Well,
I just see, that. Like, in Lindsay's brain, like, a Goomy's just dancing around. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, no, I can't.
It's just now going squishy.
I can see it. I'm going to get on the phone.
Yeah, augmented reality. The Goomy just came up and patted her on the back, like, it's okay. They're idiots. You still have Goomy. All
right, so.
And then I poured salt on him.
No.
He's not a slug.
And then he's like.
That's, he looks at me and goes, that literally, that has no effect on me.
And then he probably uses Dragon Rage on you or something like that.
All right. That's going to wrap it up for, we still have Saturday show for E3. I assume Cody is going to talk about FIFA and Madden. He hasn't said anything to me. He might not, but he's going to have something related to video games.
On the show. And Tanner. Tanner's going to be on that one.
Okay. That's better.
But it's not Thursday.
Yeah. We need to, do we have any other friends whose names start with a T? We can replace him.
Terrence.
No.
Terrence isn't anybody's friend.
Yeah, no.
I don't know any other T's.
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry
Thursday. You're friends with Tyler Perry?
Tezonde Thursday. Ace has got an in with him.
That's true. Ace has got an in with Tezonde. That's
true.
Chocolate rain.
Just following right. him on Twitter.
All right, we're going to wrap this up here. Jesse, what do we got up for Nerd Up this week? Or next week?
See, Nerd Up, we're going to talk a whole lot about Pokemon. We're going to talk a little bit about the Gym Leader Challenge here that PZ85 is going to do. We've had a couple other things pop up here lately in Vigigame news, like Donald Glover.
Of Spider-Man.
And Battleborn, yep.
Wait, what did you say?
I had it.
You're thinking Danny Glover.
I was thinking Danny Glover.
Different African-American.
Are they making a sequel to Glover? Oh, yeah!
No. No one likes that game.
They did. It was called Smash Brothers with the Master Hand.
Oh. Anyway, but yeah, and we got plenty more to come up on Nerd Up. That you have to tune in to find out.
We don't want to give it all away.
It's true.
And then we're going to have, don't forget that this Sunday is Money in the Bank. We'll have a semi-reaction show on Tuesday. I don't think Dalton's going to be back for that one. Or Wednesday, I'm sorry. Dalton won't be back for that one, but we will, you know, go over what happened and the winners, the losers, et cetera, et cetera. Tuesday was also our big show on Orlando. We're going to talk about the shooting, new revelations that came out today. The gossip is that some of the people that were killed by police officers during the cross of gunfire.
No, Shannon, that can't be true, because the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, and the police officers are good guys with guns, right?
No, remember, police officers are all evil and murder.
That's right, because it's a police state.
Yes.
We live in a police state.
Yes. So,
but Officer Jenny.
That's different.
This is what I want.
Lindsay's showing me what she wants. It's a pumpkin
it's
with a chocolate cat on it.
It's a plush pumpkin boo. I want it.
A pumpkin boo.
Punkaboo.
What the hell's a punkaboo?
It's a ghost grass type from X and Y.
You showed me that, and all of a sudden I had Krusty the Clown paint on, and I had my cigarette, and I said,
if I'm being honest, that thing is adorable. All right, Shannon, I think it's time to take us out, buddy.
What?
Huh?
Huh?
What?
Ethan,
I've been Ethan Craig Miles. Remember to pre-order Yo-Kai Watch 2.
Wait, did you just say I've been Ethan Craig Miles?
Who are you really?
Who were you before?
Who am I now? Who will I be? I don't know. Pre-order Yo-Kai Watch 2.
I thought we weren't pre-ordering games.
No, a game.
Gaming Grounds.
At Hastings. Available now.
Yeah, get your pre-orders in soon at Hastings.
No, they don't allow pre-orders anymore. There are several signs.
Hopefully the game comes out before. Anyway, that's a whole other thing. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to get out of here. Make sure you tune in to next week and Cody's show this weekend. It's going to be great. We'll see you later. Ethan, legitimately take us out.
I've been Ethan Craig Miles, but who will I be? I don't know. Decide now in the comments.
I've won.
Wait, we have comments?
But
do we? Sometimes.
Victory. But at what cost? Good night, everybody.